Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Ksubis, Perik Hey, Mishnah Dalet. What we're going to do over here is we're first going to teach the words of the Mishnah, and then we'll go back and explain Bez Hashem. Our Mishnah begins. Hamagdish Maisa Yedei Ishtoi. This person says, the money my wife is going to earn, I give to Hegdish. Herezu Oisev Eichelis. She can work, and guess what? The money doesn't go to Hegdish. She keeps the money, and she buys her own food. Hamoiser. What about, he doesn't say the work that my wife is going to do, but the extra work that she does. I give to Hegdish. Remeir, Remeir, Hegdish, Remeir says, that Hegdish is Chal. That is Chul. No, the Hegdish is not Chal. Okay, there are different shitas how to learn Pshat in this Mishnah. We'll try to make things as simple as possible. We understand that the husband has to give her Mezainos, and she has to give up the work of her hands to the husband. But which is the main takana, and which was done to compensate? In other words, do I say, the primary concern over here is to make sure the wife gets her mezainos? Okay, we don't want to create hard feelings over here. He has to provide for her mezainos, then she goes out and works and keeps the money. So you know what? That's not going to work. The work you do for your husband, the necessary work that a wife has to do for the husband, that belongs to him. Or is it the other way around? No, he gets her Maisa Yedeo. But look, she's going to have to work for him. Money she earns goes to him. She's not even going to get supported. That's not good. So, you know what? We'll support her. Which one is it? Which is the main thing? So Memela will give something back. Is the main thing she gets the Mezainis and Memela give back the Maisa Yedeo? Or is the main thing he gets her the work of her hands and therefore give her the Mezainis? So you can ask me, what difference does it make? The end of the day, he has to give her the mezainis, and the work of her hands goes to him. Well, it makes a big difference. Because if, and indeed this is the halacha, the main thing is that she gets mezainis. They were only mesakein. Once she gets the mezainis, shouldn't lead to hard feelings, the work of her hands goes to the husband. So the takana was made for her. If the takana was made for her, she has a right to say, ich will nicht, I don't want. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chacham, for being concerned for my mezainis. I'm better off. I'll waive my husband's obligation to provide my mezainis, and I'll work for myself. That's how she wants to do it. If it was made for her interest, she has a right to waive it and say no. Now, we're going to see more about this in further Mishnayos Beis Hashem. But there is the certain amount that a woman owes to her husband, work of her hands, and then there's extra above that. The base amount that a woman has to do for her husband, that's instead of the mezainis. If she makes more than that, it also goes to the husband, and that's instead of a different takana that he has to give her money every single week. Besides for mezainis, besides for her food and bed and clothes, he also has to give her money. How much money, we'll see later. Okay, so we now know that there are two takanas. He gives her the mezainis, and therefore she gives the basic maisa yedeah. Certain minimum things, we'll soon see what she has to do. And there's another takana, he has to give her money every week. And she gives the extra maisiyadeh over that amount also goes to him. So now let's see our Mishnah. Again, there are different ways to learn pshat in the Mishnah, but we're trying to pick the easiest way. This man says, look, the work of my wife's hands belongs to me, so hamagdish maisiyadeh ishta, he's magdish it. But it's talking about a case where she said, no, don't give me mezainis, and I keep the work of my hands. Therefore, this hegdish is not chal. Because under these circumstances, he does not own her maisida. And therefore, harezu oisev aicheles, she works, she takes the money, keeps it herself, and buys her own food. Hamoiser, what if he's magdish, the moiser part? Extra over what she has to do for the husband? And here too, says the Gemara, we're talking about a case where she said, you know what, husband, don't give me that extra money, and you don't get the extra of my Maisa Yedeo. Okay, so what's the machloikis? So the Moiser Maisa Yedeo is not his. Just like the regular Maisa Yedeo is not his, when she waives the right of Mezainis. So here she waived the right of her extra Mokesev, so he can't be Magdish something that's not his. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case, this second part of the Mishnah, where the wife died and the husband yarshined her. Okay, so if the wife died and the husband yarshined her, so it's his, so he can be magdish it. No, but when did he make the hegdish? He declared that it's hegdish at a time that it wasn't his. So he was magdish something that's coming. Can you do that when it's not yours yet? Reb Meir says you can't. Reb Meir holds Adam magdish davash lebali yoylam. Reb Yechanan Sandler says, no, you can't be magdish something if it's not yours yet. And right now that his wife is alive, they have an arrangement. Both the Maisiyadeh and the extra Maisiyadeh belong to her. And in turn, he doesn't have to give her the Mezainis and the Malkesef. So that one day he's going to get it, but you can't be magdish now what you're going to get. And therefore, Reb Meir, who holds Adam magdish davash lebali yoylam, says under these circumstances it's hegdish. And Reb Yochanan Sandler, who holds Adam ein magdish davash lebali yoylam, holds that it's cholim.